Skype of Cthulhu presents a Cthulhu Dark Ages scenario. The tomb.
Maybe a little overview of where we're at and maybe even who we are. And Steve's not here, so you can't lead to him. We could ask Rachel to do the recap, but that seems unfair.
I'll go.
I was going to say, you'd have to nominate someone, Edwin, but Jim has saved us.
So we are a group of rogues and adventurers. It is November in the year 998. Somewhere on the edges of civilization, German civilization anyway, which is the only one that counts. And we have recently arrived in the town. Should we call it a town? Is it a city? Is it
really a village?
It's a
fortified village. Yeah.
Village.
It's a town.
It's got a moat and a wall, so I didn't want to go village, but anyway.
Sure, town. Yeah.
The small town, the small city or large town or whatever of Law, having accompanied a group of monks who were on a missionary mission. And most of them, pretty much all of them, were killed except for one. We found that one of the monks came out of the river here right next to Law. We know that he didn't, we don't know, we thought we knew how he got in the water, but clearly that was wrong because the river flows in the opposite direction. He didn't drown in the river, but there were some strange things about his body. I think some organs missing, that kind of thing. So we were fairly certain that it was either the work of the devil or there are fish in the area that eat you from the inside out. One of those. Some of the others learned about a bunch of local legends, people disappearing in the woods, these kind of things. We got some background on the city and the leader here, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Grant.
There you go.
Lord Grant.
Yep. Some of us had breakfast with his mother, talked about his backstory, his family. Where are we now? So some of us are going to a local hermitage, which was the initial destination of the monks, to inform them that the monks have all been killed and the leader of the mission is still missing. And then two of us, William and Aldrich, had headed into the forest because they had heard of some people who were disappearing, so they wanted to go sort that out and try to help. And so far are either looking for missing people or wood demons or ghost women. And a branch has dropped nearby them and something dramatic is about to happen to them.
Yeah. And why don't we go around and introduce those of you who are here, introduce yourselves, your characters. Where are we echoing out of? No. Let's start with Jonathan.
So I am playing Aldrich, I guess relatively old, if 32 counts as old in these days. I don't really know. Warrior. God, I forgot what I said in the first episode about his appearance. Oh, well, I wrote some stuff down. He is muscular and scruffy. he treasures his sword. You very rarely see him out of sight of it, and he's often cleaning it and sharpening it. That's me.
And Aldrich is one of the two that has gone to the Forester's camp.
That is correct.
I believe. Yep. Okay. And Jim.
I am playing Walter Jeeks, the younger son of a moderately important noble family who took up the priesthood. He is ordained as a priest, although he was not part of the monastery. He was not part of the mission. Just a priest and scholar of some description.
And yeah, and he had a internal debate about what to do with the disappearance of the mission and whether to sort of stay around law and report into the hermitage or to race back through the deadly woods to report on to his home base superiors back in the town with a long name, which probably is a city. Rakensburg? Something, I don't remember. And decided for now at least to stay here and meet with the Eremite brothers at the Hermitage and see what's happening.
Yep.
And Sean.
I'm playing Senwolf, also a young 32-year-old, although he looks like he's much older than that. He's got quilted armor on him, or covering on him. He also carries a sword, but he seems much more entranced by his bow and arrow. And most of the time when he has a free moment, he's working with the arrows or fletching a new one or something like that sort. He doesn't, he's not antisocial, but he's also not reaching out to make new friends either.
Excellent. And he was the one who early on stayed back with the priest and translator while the, while Aldric and Gunther went into the woods to just follow whatever had happened with with the brother and the horseman.
Right. And he is now headed with Alfric, the minstrel, to the monastery where they make alcohol.
Right, to the hermitage. And yep. And Randall.
I'm playing Gunta, 23, father of little Otto. He's a warrior, and he was living very close to the monastery where the monks are from. So he, you know, kind of used to help them with supplies and to take care of the monastery and whatnot whenever it was necessary. So this was being a hit for him since he knew most of the monks at a personal level. And he wants revenge. He is extremely superstitious, though.
Yes. And Gary. And no, sorry, and Gunther is headed to the Hermitage as well at the moment.
Yes, Gary. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yes.
Hello, so I'm Wilhelm the Junior. A German mercenary who is, he looks very weary, well-worn, dirty and rugged. He's in his, he basically is wearing some, leather and scale and carrying a two-handed sword across his back and some other stuff. It's just normal gear, bag and clothes and that sort of stuff. But yes, his main possession seems to be the sword, which he looks after very well.
Yes, and he too is headed out to the Forester's camp to see what's happening with these missing these missing people and wood spirits, it seems like. And finally, Rachel. Who is muted, missing. Or maybe it's me, maybe I'm...
No, we can hear you. Rachel's muted.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Oh, she does say mute on her. Okay. Well, so Rachel is a mercenary, and I'm torn, but I think... there we go. Now we can see her, which is almost as good as hearing her. She's making bigger mouth noises.
She can't hear. First word.
Sounds like. We see you talking. Can you hear us? ?
I think she can hear us.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
But you need to find the unmute button somewhere, I think.
Definitely Skype thinks you're muted.
Could be a little picture of a microphone.
Yeah, can is there a way I can unmute her? Probably not.
No, if you drop your mouse in right around your chin on the picture, or towards the middle.
Oh, she's got the touchpad thing and has trouble with the pushing the thing sometimes.
So let's make up who she's playing.
So she's playing Annabelle. We know that much.
She's playing an elf, did you say?
An elf, right. She's got an elf magic user.
Third level.
And along the way, he's been causing a lot of mischief as he casts his little spells, which is really made for some serious... In fact, he casts silence at one point on the party. And
but failed under the rules, and therefore it only worked on her. It was really
exactly unable to shake it. She's been stuck, and maybe it's a vow of silence. Maybe she's like a vow of silence.
Ooh, maybe she's a doppelganger that didn't quite finish the batch. Ooh, that's not a practice figure.
She's now an illusionist. That's pretty good.
Rachel, maybe leave the call and rejoin. That might fix it.
Oh, dear. I mean, if nothing else, you won't have to listen to us making fun of her. It'll definitely improve that part.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Because we're mean. Yeah. Well, it's no good figuring out what's been up with her.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yay! Everything just like blanked on my screen for a minute. I lost everything and then it went out. I'm sorry. So, yes.
Wow.
Anselm, the magic user. is also a mercenary who carries a large axe. Mm. His father was a cloth merchant, so he has some education, speaks some French, but he's also not very good looking, as he's obviously got smallpox scars all over his face.
All right. The crew, for various reasons, were accompanying a group of brothers, a missionary from the West, who were headed here to Law as part of the sort of overall goal of pacifying and Christianizing the Magyars. About a week before you arrived here, or not a week, I guess it's... maybe 4 days before you arrived here, as you were crossing the Danube, there was a high water event, and there was a ferry accident, and basically the brothers got across, and then the rest of you were sort of stuck back for another 8 or 12 hours while they sort of figured things out. And by the time you caught up to them at a what seems to be a ghost town south of Law called Asparn, you found when you got there their bodies. But before that, you had seen the horseman guard and one of the brothers, Brother Drogo, sort of came charging through your camp in the middle of the night, headed south. And when two of you went to investigate, you found the horseman dead, the horse gone, although you did eventually rescue the horse. And it appeared that Brother Drogo had jumped into the river or gone into the river. And that was sort of that bit of information. You did find in the hands of the horseman some sort of a stone egg type thing in one hand, and he had his mace clenched in the other hand. So I guess my first question is, how did Anselm come to be accompanying these this group of brothers?
Well, he has found since he was on one mission. Yeah, he's just a mercenary, so one job. And when he returned to his farm, he found his wife and child had disappeared, his farm burned. And now he just kind of takes whatever job comes his way.
Okay, hired by the group, by the brothers.
Yes.
To accompany them. Excellent. And so when you arrived, when you all arrived, as you arrived to the town, the body of Brother Drogo was being dragged from the river. There was some suspicion as you guys recognized him and sort of talked about him, but you were all brought before Lord Brant and had some chit chats. Eventually you separated out. Some of you spent the night with the Father Zuko, who is a priest within Law. Some of you spent the evening at the tavern and home of Burgolf. And some of you spent the evening at the Lord's tower, either with the guards or with his mother, depending on whether you were Catherine or Gunther. Gunther spent time sort of pulling local, finding the other superstitious people and pulling information out of them. So I think, Anselm, where would you have liked to have spent the night? Are you sort of a taverner? Are you with the soldiery?
Oh, a tavern. I'm a taverny kind of drink away my sorrows kind of guy.
Okay. So you would have been entertained by Burgolf and his daughter Brun, and as well as some of the local merchants at Burgolf's tavern. You would have been highly entertained, perhaps, if you're... he did do a fine job. Elfric sang and juggled in the tavern for some time, and people seemed to really enjoy that. And then basically, you know, bedding was set out on the floor, and you spent the night there. In the morning, there was some church going and some searching of private papers and a lot of chit chat with various groups. And in the end, everybody organized themselves into 12 groups. People going to the forester's camp to sort of investigate these rumors of missing people, and the folks going to the hermitage either to report on the fate of the mission or perhaps just to find the wine that is made there. And again, you can do a third thing, certainly, if there's something that catches your eye, or you can join either of those two groups.
I will join the wine group.
All right. So we are going to start with them. So Brun has been tasked with guiding the one, two, three, four, five, six of you up to the hermitage. And as she takes you out of the northeast gate of the town, you head up past the water mill, and there's a little bridge over the River Thaya. And you can tell as you're sort of going along a few things. She sort of seems to recognize, well, of course she recognizes, but she is friendly with, says hello to all of the people that you meet along the path. And you also notice that some of them she speaks to in Slav, some of them in German, and that she seems fairly comfortable with those, and that people in general seem to get on with her. And she certainly asks you all if you have any questions about, you know, places. And as you get up to the river, she sort of points out that, you know, to the east there is, I don't even know, Dij. And to the west, just a little bit, is Dredzani. And she sort of mentions a few of the people that live there. You know, that there's a good baker that lives in Dij. And that, you know, so-and-so, a little bit of gossip about what's happening in Dredzani to the west. And you continue up north. But I will pause if you have any questions or anything, or things you want to be doing along the way.
Can you clarify something for me?
Absolutely.
You said, and we've been calling this a hermitage, but they make one. Is this actually a monastery, or is it a hermitage?
It is referred to as the hermitage. And I guess, how would you distinguish them?
Well, a hermitage is where hermits live. Hermits don't usually interact with, you know, each other.
What you do know is that it is a, yeah, within the hermitage itself is under a silence, is sort of a silence area where there is no talking other than prayer, but that the brothers themselves have not taken vows of silence, and that they do get out and about, you know, that they're sort of, for example, Brother Kirill, who is one of the, in fact, I think you will see Brother Kirill along, as you're heading up, I think you actually will pass Brother Kirill. He is a Slav, and he mentions, he greets you and mentions that he's headed down to one of the other homesteads to look after some sick folk, sick boy. And yeah, so I guess I don't know. Maybe it's a not very hermity hermitage.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a good question. Because they are certainly not hermits. Any other questions on that? Or other things I can't answer? Those are the best kinds.
Nope.
Okay. So yeah, so you you head up and you sort of get into the woods for a little while, and then come out into a clearing. You can see there is a stone house and a stone church, both fairly small, but these are the only stone buildings that you have seen around Law. There are also a few huts in the clearing, and then you can, as you came through, you can see sort of paths out to some fields and pastures. There are some children leading pigs out from the huts out into the forest. And Brune sort of takes you now quietly, sort of the first time she's stopped her chatter about the area, up to the stone house and sort of stands aside. The front door, or the door, I guess, is open. And you can see in that you can see sort of about half of the inside. It's a looks like a one-room building, but there are some wooden screens sort of about two-thirds of the way back. And as you look in, you see some brothers seated, and you can see that there's you know, a kitchen and a table and stools in there, or not stool, benches. And one of them rises and comes towards you. And he is dressed simply in a rough spun robe. And he comes and sort of looks at you and starts towards the church. Just across there, and sort of mentions for you to come with him. And yeah, so do any of you not?
I certainly do. This is why I'm here.
So yeah, so he takes you to the church. He takes you to the church, and offers you to wash and then says a short prayer, and then he sort of looks at you and gestures again, and he leads you out of the church and into the woods, and you actually come to an area where a circle of trees has been cut, so there are stumps, and as you sort of come into that circle, he speaks and says, "Ah, welcome! I am Brother Christian. Welcome to our place. Please be seated."
Thank you, Brother Christian. Good day. I am Father Jeeks.
Father Jeeks, ah, welcome. We have a father among us.
I must apologize for our sudden appearance.
Yes. To what do we owe the honor of your presence?
I am afraid it is bad news that brings us here.
Oh.
We were traveling with the brothers from, was there a particular name of the monastery? Just from Regensburg, whatever. Anyway.
Regensburg, yeah.
Yes. Who were coming here to mission to the Magyars, led by Brother Goodman. You know Brother Goodman?
Ah, yes. Brother Goodman, yes, a fine fellow.
Yes, I am sad to report that all of the brothers were murdered along the way, and Brother Goodman is missing.
Oh. Oh, that is quite sad news. We had been certainly looking forward to the arrival of the mission, and I'm quite sad that they have been killed. What happened?
This we do not know. The group was separated by some trouble at the river. And we found them later. We found the bodies of the monks. They have been taken care of in the proper manner. But But we did not see Brother Goodman. We did not find him. And so we came on to law, and I felt it best to come up here to inform you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. We will, of course, pray for Brother Goodman. Perhaps he escaped and will make his way here. I can certainly hope so. He is a good man, as I say, and well, it would be quite a loss. His loss would be felt deeply.
Of this, I have no doubt. He seemed a good man.
He definitely seems fairly aggrieved. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, and he says, yes, it has been some time. We have asked the bishop to refill our ranks so that we may continue our mission. And it is a sad tragedy that this is what comes after all these years. We will, of course, keep up our work here as we can, but we lost two brothers a couple years ago when they headed east. We have not seen them since. And I had hoped that with a new group, we could rejuvenate and strengthen our goals. But please, the rest of you, tell me of yourselves, of your travels. What have you seen along the way? What news do you bring from the West?
I am there, right, Ellen?
Yeah, pretty much everybody. Yeah.
Well, okay. Everyone except for
Jonathan and Gary.
Jonathan and Gary, yes.
Only bad news. There are these devils in the woods that murdered our brothers.
Oh. What sort of devils? What have you seen?
Well, we haven't seen a lot, but I was able to get a glimpse of the ghostly women in the woods.
Yes, of course.
They look surprised that he's not afraid.
Yeah, he does not seem afraid or particularly surprised. You definitely get the sense of he's recognizing what you are saying, but does not seem particularly
But if you, I'm here to serve the. My fallen brothers, and if you wish to continue what they were here to do, which was to convert the heathens to Christianism, I will go with you, Father.
That is quite noble of you. Yes, I guess we may do that. It seems we have, of recent years, since we built our church and house, that we have perhaps become too settled in here, too staid, as we have worked on our helping with the village and wine production and so forth. But perhaps you are the one who will give us the energy we need to go back out into the east, and
we just need to find the survival monks that were with us, and you know, just kill the demon that roams these lands. I want to go and hunt him.
Can you give me a psychology roll?
Okay. Psychology, I don't think so. It's the insight. I don't have insight.
Oh, insight, sorry. That's what I meant, yeah. You don't have any insight?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the rest of you who are there can actually give insight rolls as well.
I have a hard insight.
Okay.
I have nothing.
09.
Hey, baby, you can talk.
It's an extreme success.
Ooh. Yeah, so I think, so Senwolf, in your quiet way, as you stand at the back of the group and watch the conversation, and from closer up, Father Jeeks, you sense a shift in Brother Christian's demeanor as Gunther goes from talking about sort of the wood spirits and, you know, sort of these light Slavic folk tales to talking about hunting down the demon in the woods. You sort of get the sense that that the brother has some sense of seriousness, maybe some sense of trepidation, as that conversation, you know, as the conversation shifts a little bit towards that topic.
Sure, sure.
And what
do not forget, brother. Do not forget, Gunther. These are men of God. These are men of peace, not men of war or of hunting.
No, I understand. I mean, with my other fellas here, I'm trying to find out who wants to go with me and look for that demon.
I will go with you, Gunther.
Yes. You see, I'm not the only one. Seeks revenge.
No, and we must rout out the demon when we can. That is definitely what we are here on Earth to do. I have... And he sort of looks to you, Father Jeeks, with a bit of a smile, and he says, I have not always led such a pacific life. I have traveled much and certainly seen perhaps more than my share of war. It is something that unfortunately plagues the lands, as one king fights another and the dukes rise up against each other. There seems to be no end to the bloodshed across, well, really everywhere. I mean, to the east.
You can always use an extra hand, brother.
Yes.
A man of fate with a sword. What can stop a man like that?
Yes, we can try to be true and keep our prayers and our vows and hope that we will succeed. Well, let me give you food and drink. We have fine wine. We have, if I say so myself, and the fields produce good grain, and we have fresh bread. We can either have food out here if you would care to continue to talk, or I can seat you with the brothers in the house if you would like some chance to eat silently and meditate.
Well, I don't know about the meditating, but I'm happy to eat quietly.
Yes, well, each his own, of course. And he seems to offer, you know, that you don't all have to do the same thing, right? That some of you might choose to sit out here in the woods and and that he's happy to join you or any of the other, well, most, I guess him. I think the other brothers have work to do, but he definitely is, will take care of you. So yeah, what do you individually do in your, as you're here out at the Hermitage?
So I would like to, I mean, I assume it's reasonable time to be having lunch or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
And I assume they also serve alcohol with their lunch if they're making their own.
Fine wine and good bread has been promised.
Excellent. So I will eat those things and sort of watch, try to get a sense of the, even though they're not talking, try to get a body language sense of, you know, is the mood here normal? Are people agitated about something? Are there little factions? Just try to get a mood thing of the,
okay,
of the mob.
Cool. I will fill you in on that. Cheeks.
For the moment, I will join in the lunching.
Well, there's going to be, okay. Do you want to be indoor lunch or outdoor lunch?
I think indoor lunch.
Okay.
Please.
And is there anything you are hoping to do other than enjoy lunch?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And Gunther?
So I will stay close to Anselm. Anselm? And, you know, talk to him a little bit more about going out and hunting demon and see if we can convince some locals to join us. If there are many or any others around us, we're having lunch, maybe talk to them and see what else, what other stories can they tell.
Okay, and Selma, are you happy to sit outside with Gunther?
I think this is a wise idea. Gunther has a good idea here, and I will drink heartily and follow his lead.
Okay. So, yeah, so Brother Christian sort of comes and goes and brings Gunther and Anselm some food, and as you sort of mentioned to him perhaps your goals, he also sends over a couple of the local Slavic men who are the who work for the, you know, who live in the huts and work for the Hermitage. I think conversation is a little bit strained, but they speak enough German to get through. And I guess, Gunther, if you want to roll me a something, I don't know, are you persuading, fast talking? Some kind of, let's see how your zeal communicates itself.
Sorry, I lost connection for a few seconds. Are you asking for a roll?
Yes. Yeah, so you have the Slavic servants of the Hermitage have been sort of sent to have lunch with you guys after you spoke to Brother Christian. And okay. I say it's a little limited because their German is not great, but it's passable. So yeah, okay. So looking for some kind of a role as you encourage them with your zeal.
Okay, I get a 10. So
okay.
Yeah, that's a good roll.
That seems pretty good.
Mm.
And what were you rolling on?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look for.
Okay. Intimidate.
Where's the persuade? Persuade. Oh, persuade. The base is 15.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So a normal success.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So as you're talking to this pair of men, Chedomir and Miroslav. Miroslav seems sort of entranced by the idea, whereas Chedomir definitely does not, and sort of, you know, he sort of you know, says that he has a good life here and is enjoying you know, enjoys the easy living, basically, of working for the brothers. But Miroslav definitely seems restless, and like you might be able to get him to go along with some kind of a plan if
okay,
if you come up with one.
Also, I will try to, you know, have, I know the conversation is limited, but I will see if they have more stories to share about this demon.
Okay.
The more we know the enemy, the more we're going to be, you know, prepared to deal with it.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think, and they do, he does enjoy telling stories, and you get the sense that, that, you know, it's kind of fun to get to talk to new people. They definitely ask you a lot of questions about, you know, what's happening in the West, although unlike the Germans you've been speaking with, they don't have as much, you know, they don't have the context. It's not like they're wondering about what's changed from when they were there. It's just sort of trying to figure out information. Okay. And you actually, from Miroslav, you get all kinds of good tales of things that in our modern English we would talk about as werewolves and vampires, ogres, all kinds of monsters. Many of the times he sort of also sort of drifts back and forth between talking about the Magyars as monsters and talking about monsters as monsters. And he tells in particular some sort of demon, and he uses this Slavic word, Drak, that lives beneath a black hill in the forest and is served by his three daughters, the bird women.
Interesting.
And he kind of, you sort of get a little bit of a sense of, you know, he sort of tells these tales and you get the sense that he's believing them, you know, that he's into them. And then Chedomir will often speak up and sort of remind him that they are Christians now, and that, you know, this is not what the brothers approve of. And Miroslav will sort of say, of course, yeah, you know, we no longer, you know, we certainly don't believe in these things anymore. You know, we our people haven't, you know, haven't partaken in these sacrificing of humans. And, you know, he you can see that he's right on the edge. Like, he sort of goes back and forth between what he has, his sort of cultural heritage and his more recent teachings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will, you know, if at some point he is by himself, I will try to, you know, getting to talk a little bit more about this demon and the three daughters. That's what kind of catches my attention, because, you know, it's the demon that lives in the forest, what we keep hearing about. So maybe they're related. Very good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get you some. We'll see how that goes. And Anselma, is this anything sort of pique your interest as this is going on? Anything you want to push one way or the other?
It does. It does. And since the one guy seems to hold back, I think I'll try to the woodsman who is hushing the guy telling the story. Maybe I can draw him away so that Gunther can get more of the story. So maybe I'll ask him about, you know, to show me the river or show me, something so that his influence
can
be moved.
Yeah, he is absolutely happy to probably show you the vineyards. That's really the thing here.
Perfect.
And sort of walk you through and bore your ears off about the grapes and how they, the season and, how this season's been and how the past five seasons were. And he also talks a little bit about the hermitage itself and says that it's the stone buildings are fairly new. It's only been a couple years that they have been here. And that after the Magyars came through on their last raid a few years ago and burned the town of Law, that, things have been rebuilding. And so he sort of talks both about the vineyards and about the local, the events of the last couple of years. Many of these you've heard before, but he's sort of giving you a slightly different perspective on them as, something that happened around him as opposed to something that happened to him.
Are there any older buildings that survived the Magyar invasion?
So certainly it was not the entire town of Law that was burned down. There was a significant damage to the fortified section and to the tower itself, but there certainly were some houses that didn't burn. It wasn't a complete rout.
Okay. I will just keep him busy.
Okay, cool. So I don't know, Miroslav, if you want to, I'm sorry, Gunther, with a with a bonus die, if you want to give me another roll as you're trying to pull information out of Miroslav there.
Okay, let me make a roll and a bonus. No, actually, I didn't pass. So I'll just tell him, I have been living with brothers back in where we come from, and one of the things they taught me is that the demons from our ancestors are the same as the demons of the Christians. We just didn't know because they tried to confuse us as the devil working, trying to confuse us all the time. And that's why we just didn't know how or who these demons were, but they're all the same.
Well, that is what Brother Christian says as well, that we must fight these demons on all fronts and in all guises.
So I do believe that, you should feel free to talk about what you know about these demons, because they're going to be, they're all part of the army of Satan. We need to defeat them one by one.
Well, the good news is that Lord Brand managed to round up the priests of this Black Hill. Must have been 20 years ago, shortly after he first came, rounded them up and executed them right in the town, right in the center of Law.
So is that
we've not, even... not seen of them since.
I didn't get that. Is the demon death or it's just
the priest is
okay
of the Black Hill. So the priest that served the demon.
Okay.
So he basically tells how that when Brant came here some decades ago, that one of his early things that he did
it was capture that priest. Okay.
Yeah, capture the a group of priests. That apparently served, that were, you know, sacrificing people to the demon, to this Drak that lived in the Black Hill, and had them executed.
So, do you think it is now looking for revenge? Do you think he's the one that decapitated our brothers in the other town?
Well, I don't know. It's possible. There's certainly the type of thing they would do, especially this time of year.
Is there like a special ceremony that they used to follow around this time?
Yes. Yes, in May and November was the big was when the evil tended to happen. Was when the sacrifices and the rites were at their largest. I was very young, of course. I've only heard tales, but we still. and he kind of laughs nervously. So you know, we still. Try to stay inside, perhaps even inside the churches, at the middle of the month. Inside, Senwolf and Jeeks, you see Brother Christian. He sort of comes and goes, and he. It's fairly obvious to you as you're watching that he takes, you know, one brother at a time out somewhere. And as they come back in, they definitely seem dour. You know, early on when you are there and seated, they do a fair amount of pantomiming to sort of, you know, point out that the wine is local and the bread is, you know, from over there and it's fresh. And so, you know, so they try to give you, they're sort of animated, but quiet. And they seem generally cheerful and excited that, you know, there are people here. They seem happy to welcome you. As you're seated, you can also sort of see a little bit through the wooden dividers that it's just bunks back in the back half of the room, obviously where they sleep. As you are finishing lunch, the a fifth brother that you had not seen before comes in and sits and eats as well a little bit. But the others sort of are getting, you know, they are obviously being told the news that you have brought by Brother Christian one at a time through lunch, and it does seem to hit them. I will say less so for the fifth brother.
Okay. And, you know, there's only five of them, so we're probably all more or less at the same table.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is the most pleasant meal I've had in a while, so.
Excellent. Well, we will leave you there enjoying it. And we will see how fare Aldric and Wilhelm. Oh, and I guess... yeah, I think Brune would have left pretty much as soon as she had dropped you off at the at the Hermitage, figuring that you guys can find your own way back. So yeah, Aldric and Vilheim, you were looking at this knotty tree, you know, a big old tree that was obviously just too gnarled to be worth cutting. You had seen some good luck or blessing Germanic runes carved into it, and as you were sort of looking around to see if you could, I don't know, find traces of something, a demon or whatever, this being the area whence I've forgotten his name, probably in the notes, but the brother, Timo, the forest, recent missing forester, went missing, that he'd been working here. Yeah, I guess you had found some animal tracks that had been coming through. And then, yeah, and then you catch movement, you hear something just over there. And as you look up, you can see just not in the clearing that you're in, but just beyond the clearing, you catch a floating white shape. You know, it's deep shadow in there, and you're out in the daylight on this sort of gray day. But you see this bit of movement back there in the woods, that your attention was called to by, yeah, some sort of branch breaking or some sort of a noise. What do you do?
Draw my sword.
Okay.
Draw a sword.
Yeah. You pull your weapons out. And?
Well, so turn to
the shadow. Sorry.
Go for it, Wilhelm.
I can't quite hear you. I can't hear you well.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yes. Now I heard you finally.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay, cool. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I'll just basically pull my sword and look as I'm just sort of moving to the shadow to fix my eyes so I can see better in the darker.
So you're moving out of the clearing and into the woods?
Yeah, just into the edge.
Okay. You can go ahead. And what about you, Aldric?
What do I see when I turn to look more closely?
You can give me spot hidden.
Yep. Ooh, 02. I see the things.
Yeah, so you actually can see a couple of these ghosts.
Right.
They're sort of out there at maybe 50 or 60 feet. They seem to be floating, and you know, you're only catching bits of them. It looks like they're, you know, that they're moving through the underbrush, so that they sort of seem to come and go a little bit as you look at them. But you can tell that there's a few of them right over there.
Wilhelm, stay back. These are spirits.
Spirits?
Yes, use your eyes, basically, man. God damn it.
I'll basically look at the good look at what these creatures are coming.
Okay. Yeah, so you can give me a spot hidden as well as you move into the shadows, into the woods there.
Yep.
Towards where you think you saw it.
Normal success.
Okay. As you are looking, you can see, you actually see a fog start to arise around you. Can I get power rolls from both of you?
Yes.
39 is a normal success.
Yeah, okay. 31 is also a normal success, but I can spend 1 point of luck to make it hard if that would be a good idea.
I'd save your luck.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so you are sort of looking off at these ghosts, and then this a fog or a mist seems to arise around you, and it makes you feel ill, queasy, and it definitely cuts off your vision. But it's not like it smells bad or anything. Although it does, there's a slight, a very slight odor of after a lightning strike.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are basically blinded and nauseated, and then but able to keep it together, and you I guess you can give me sand rolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when I roll this 78, so that would be a failure.
All right, let's do a D3 if you fail and one if you succeed.
So I just lose one. Just made it.
Two for Aldrich.
All right.
We have to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to start walking backwards if I can.
Yeah, the two of you sort of stagger backwards. And get yourself out of the mist. You can sort of see as you move that it's a little bit lighter in that direction than in this other direction, and you eventually get yourself out of this horrible concoction, this evil spirit that surrounded you, and take a few minutes to catch your breaths and reorient yourselves, and the as you're doing that, I think so. You can see now this sort of, from outside, it just looks like a local fog that would often come into some low-hanging area, but it's not right. It's obviously, first of all, you've been through fogs, and mostly they don't make you sick. And second of all, there's no geographic feature that would, cause this cloud to sort of roll in like that. And you can sort of see the edges of it, it sort of thins out towards the edge, and as you're looking in the middle, it's fairly large. I mean, it might be, you know, 30, 40 yards in diameter.
Does it look like it's making any attempt to follow us?
It doesn't. There's sort of some tendrils of it that are flicking out, but it's not moving towards you that you can tell, at least not quickly. Maybe it's moving slowly towards you. It's hard to tell.
I think we pick up the pace. But do you think, shall we move quicker?
To where?
Back to the camp.
Yeah, I don't fancy our chances against spirits. Animals or even demons are one thing, but what good is a sword against a ghost?
I agree.
We should find the others. The priest will know what to do.
Indeed. They should know what to do about spirits. So I think we're heading back to the camp.
All right. Well, you had a very good roll on your navigation before. So even though you get a little turned around from this encounter and fog, you make it back without any further incident to the to the camp, where you see the cook Albrecht is still, you know, he's finished cleaning up the pot and has moved on to other chores, but he looks up as you come in, and I'm going to actually roll my insight here. Okay. And he looks up and says, did you find the tree?
Yes, we did. We found it. We also encountered some spirits.
What? In the day?
A stranger.
Yes.
Yes.
Did they look like did they look like women? We've heard references to ghost women.
You didn't get that sense particularly. I mean, they certainly could have been women. I mean, they could have been white dresses. Sure.
Right.
But they weren't blatantly women.
Okay. I'll give the description to him and see if he...
That's interesting.
And the strange fog came upon us.
Oh, well, you are perhaps lucky. Seems that if they were the wood women, they would have lured you in, and we probably never would have seen you again. This is you are lucky that you were able to emerge from the fog, and you are still where you had been.
Well, we are clearly made
sure
of.
That's how they do it.
Stronger stuff than these other people who have gone missing.
Indeed.
Yes. I'm sure pride will not be your downfall.
Now, to the monastery, which way is it? We should speak to the others.
Yes. Well, you'll probably the safest way is to just head back the way you came to Law, and then head north from there to the Hermitage. I'm sure once you are in town, somebody can show you the way.
Not a problem, thank you. We should speak to the priests and see what they know about these spirits.
Yes, of course. And you see that he's sort of trying to figure out what he should do. He seems a little bit nervous now, but he sends you on your way.
Okay.
You head back along the path that Andric, there we go. Brought you out on. And get back to town. Sorry, yeah, right.
Oh, sorry. At all, when we're traveling down the path, do we actually see any sign of the fog?
You do not. No. So yeah, okay. It doesn't seem to catch up to you.
Okay.
It is, yeah, it's foggy. It's overcast, but it's not foggy. Sorry, it's overcast, but not foggy. And you don't see the fog come in on you. And so, yeah, you come back through town. And you can either, you know, ask directions. And they, you know, sort of point you on the path up and, you know, tell you it'll take you about, I don't even know how they refer to time, but it'll take you a little while, not too long, to get up to the Hermitage. Just follow this path or this road. And I think so. You guys headed out fairly early. So we will say that you arrive as, I think Brother Christian has sort of grabbed the six of you who are there and brought you all back to the tree stump area to sort of ask about where you'll be staying, whether, you know, whether you want to stay here in the church or if you're staying in town and sort of what your plans are. And as you are about to begin this discussion, coming in at a fairly fast clip, you see these two men.
We see
the six of them, so all of you are together now.
Oh, okay.
They,
right.
They see you. You see them.
I wave so they can see with us. We're still having lunch, I guess, or
no? So you have been. Lunch is over, and Brother Christian has brought all of you outside. Some of you are already outside, but has brought all of you to the tree stump circle to sort of ask you what your plans are, if you're going to be staying with him. If you're staying in town, what you would like to do, and sort of as he's sort of, you know, offering you hospitality and bringing up these questions is when rushing into your group comes, who's he and what's it? comes Aldrich, Aldrich and Wilhelm, and they're okay. Sort of a little out of breath. They've obviously been hustling.
Okay, I will wave towards them and tell Brother Christian about the look. We two more of our companions are coming.
Ah, welcome! And he welcomes you and says a short prayer of welcome.
Yeah. Once he's finished, I'll go. We went to the. To the hunter's camp, and then we... Forester's camp. And we went into the forest. There was a strange sight. Some spirits came to us.
What
saw them the other night.
Oh.
What did they look... Yeah. What did they look like to you?
Women, came, like in white dresses, hiding in the forest.
Indeed, very similar. Did you see a fog?
No, I don't recall any fog. We're going back to the camp when we run into them, and then we prayed for a while and just came back without any problems.
Yeah, we were surrounded by a fog, but we made our way out. But there is something definitely in that forest.
Oh yes. That's why we need to go and hunt down that demon, kill our brothers.
But how does one hunt spirits? I mean, unless the church leads the way, what can we do?
Yeah, Philhelm would look to the priests.
You saw women in white dresses in the forest.
Witches.
They didn't look I mean, they just look like white shapes to us, not women. Is that right, Adric?
Well, Aldrich was there with me the other night as well.
Okay.
So maybe if he was muted, he could actually say a few things.
Yes, that's probably why you haven't heard any of the things. I've been agreeing with you. We can't fight spirits, but there must be evil men behind this. We must find whoever's calling these things up, and then I tap my sword, caress it slightly as I say, then we can do something about it.
Indeed.
Yes, maybe there are priests that are calling in those spirits and the demon. Just like what I've been told in Lunch, you know, they killed the demons some 20 years ago, but maybe not the demons, the priest, maybe they're back.
Yes, for the additional brothers and the knowledge they would have brought with them. This is Brother Christian speaking. But perhaps Brother Jeeks, you are perhaps trained in the ways, or
is that I am, yes. When such things are actually afoot, and the work of the Great Betrayer is to be found, and it's not merely men in the forest addled by drink. I say pointedly, looking at all the wine they've been consuming.
Yeah. His Father Jeeks, he must drink alcohol because there's nothing else to drink, but he's not does not like to overindulge.
That is correct. The bare minimum.
Yeah. Well,
it seems far more likely to me that these spirits, these women in white that you've seen, are merely are either the result of too much drink, or have been sent by the evil one to tempt the weak-willed among us.
The evil one.
Such things can easily be banished through prayer and meditation and abstinence.
Whoa, Father, you should...
I reach for the wine.
...the forest and... Yes, Wilhelm also reaches for one as he says, well, Father, you should lead us into the forest and show us
I'm not good for meditation. I'd rather fight with the point of my sword. I'll say, let's go and gather those priests that are in the forest, like they did 20 years ago. We bring them here and we kill them in the name of the Lord.
Want to speak with Lord Brandt, I'm sure. Perhaps he will be ready for another mission.
Did Lord Brandt lead that expedition so many years ago?
I was not here, but if the tales I have heard are true, then he did lead the men, yes.
Yes, we should talk to him.
It is, of course, a large forest.
So this Lord Brand is the one that is actually the main lord in this
correct.
Okay, yeah, he's the one that we met.
The one whose hall you spent last night.
Right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should go and talk to him. Gather some more men.
We can certainly pray, meditate for the afternoon, and see if we can receive any guidance on who or what may be stirring up trouble. And we will, of course, also ask around, perhaps with our more mundane sources of information. It is always possible that the foresters were having a bit of a joke on you.
As I said, weak-willed and besotted with drink.
Well, it is certainly something to be out in the woods alone. Even with one trusted companion.
Rather like Brother Goodman continues to be out in the woods alone.
Yes, and he seems quite brought down by that thought, and he says, yes, we must see if we can perhaps send people towards Anselm to see if perhaps he has checked in there, or if there's some sign of him. Asparn. You did not see sign of him in Asparn.
That's the burnt-out village?
The town with the dead people, yeah. Yes.
No, we did not, but it is my plan to return there to see if we can pick up, to see if I can pick up some trace of him.
Oh, very well. Yeah, it's certainly a task for the morrow. I don't think you want to spend the night out there.
On this, I would agree.
So perhaps I will continue. Yeah, we will certainly be here as we are, but will any of you care to join us for the afternoon and night, or will you head back to Law?
I will return to Law in order to set out for Anselm that much earlier in the morning.
Very well.
I'll go with you, Father.
Good.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, son.
I will also return to Law.
Yes, I think Law is a good idea.
Gunther?
Yes. I agree.
Okay, very good. Agreeing with Anselm cannot be a bad deal. And I think that is everybody who is... Oh, maybe Aldrich we did not hear from. Aldrich, the mute.
No, Aldrich is just staring at the priest.
Jeeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something wrong, Aldrich? Something vexes you?
You're a fool if you would deny the word of so many.
Of so many. Of three of you?
Yes.
Of three men known to indulge?
Father, we didn't have any dreams last night when we first saw it. And you know what happened to brother, what was his name? The one we found?
Rogo?
Yes.
Rogo?
Rogo, yeah. You know what happened to him?
Yes, he was chased into the river.
This is the work of the devil, Father.
Quite possibly the devil is at foot. But that does not mean we should immediately rush out to kill any purported women in white in the forest. Our duty is to find Brother Goodman and to bring him home. If any agents of the enemy are to be found along the way, then they can be dealt with at the time.
Do not appreciate being called a liar.
Has someone called you a liar, Aldrich?
You and your way with words, Aldrich. We'll get up and storm off.
It is a strange priest that doesn't wish to root out the devil.
Ooh.
At the moment, the only devil I see are a number of mercenaries who have been drinking too much.
I will just shake my head and kind of leave after Aldrich.
So in fractured groups, it sounds like, a lot of you return to Law. Where do you all head in Law? What are your plans? It's late afternoon. We're going across to November. The sun will set in, you know, just a couple hours.
Well, I'm returning to Father Zuto.
Okay.
Probably heading towards the inn.
Towards the tavern, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
As far as Aldrich is concerned, Jeeks can protect himself tonight, so he will... not be returned into the Zuto.
Well, are you going to the tavern or to the Lord's Hall?
Lord Hall, because we need to convince Lord Brandt to, you know, gather some men to mount an expedition and look for our missing brother and try to deal with the spirits from the woods.
So Gunther's headed to the hall, Wilhelm to the tavern, Aldrich.
Aldrich will head to the hall as well.
Okay.
And Ansel will also join them. I want to hear more about what Bran saw so long ago.
Okay, and Fenwolf?
Tavern.
Tavern, of course. And I think, again... that is all that are here. Am I missing somebody? Excellent. So, Jeeks, you get to the church, and you see that the father is back from, or says that he's just back from burying Brother Drogo. You can give me an insight roll if you like.
Insight. I am not insightful at the moment.
All right.
I am overly concerned with having to head out in search of Father Goodman with a number of
either drunk or hungover mercenaries who are not properly preparing themselves to be blessed by the hand of God in our expedition, in our searches tomorrow.
Yeah.
I fear for their immortal souls. So I am deeply distracted by this.
Okay. Are you basically then spending your next couple hours in said preparation?
Yes.
Okay.
Prayer and meditation and asking the Lord for strength and his blessings in my search for Brother Goodman.
Excellent. Can you give me a listen roll, please?
Nope.
Okay. And Wilhelm and Senwolf, you have gone to Burgolf's, and as you come in, you can see that Rune, the daughter, is cleaning, you know, getting the getting ready for the dinner crowd, so to speak. And she welcomes you cheerfully. Did you let's see, so she took Fenwolf, but Wilhelm went west. Yeah, so she knows where you guys went. She'll first ask Wilhelm, I assume that Andric successfully got you out to the foresters' camp.
Indeed, yes, he did very well.
Did you find what you were looking for?
We believe we may have. Yes, yes.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Can I get you something to drink? As you must be
some
parched.
Drink and some food.
Of course, and Senwolf, you met with the brothers, I assume. I assume you had some wine fresh from the source.
Yes, but that was several hours ago.
Of course, I did have more.
Yes.
Yes, of course. We'll bring you some more. It's one of the things we have plenty of.
Any word? Any news about Brother Goodman or any of the other missing parties? Any new developments there?
No.
Since we left town? Yeah, all right.
No, we have not had any more visitors to town. And I think, Brother Kirill was in, came through on his way out to visit Dragan. But I think other than that, it's just been quiet. People have been doing their work, and
Brother Kegel is
to be done.
That's not the right name, but what's the
Kirill? Yep.
Kirill, did we meet him at the Hermitage?
Yeah, so he's the one who came in late.
Okay.
While you were seated having lunch. At the very end of lunch, he came back to the Hermitage.
Oh, and he had come into town from the Hermitage. Okay.
He'd come to the Hermitage from town, right? Yeah, so when you got there, Brother Christian let you know that one of the brothers was out seeing a sick boy, and then presumably that's the brother who came back a few hours later.
Yep, all right.
And, yeah, is there anything you care to do this afternoon as you are sort of relaxing?
So at some point I will find some local and, making it seem like I'm making a joke at Wilhelm's expense, talk about how he said, oh, look, he said a mysterious fog popped up around him. Trying to make it seem like I don't believe him, but to see if anybody goes, oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Okay. Why don't you give me a luck roll?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, so as people sort of come into the tavern and you and they seem, you know, they're obviously interested in hearing your news and you talk with them and make your jibes at Wilhelm. They don't give you that reaction. Some of them seem surprised. You get a reaction from one of them of kind of a, you know, sort of the Lord works in mysterious ways. weird stuff happens. But nobody confirms solidly that this is a thing that happens.
Yep. All right.
Wilhelm will act. Wilhelm will act. Stolen about the white shapes through the trees as well.
You need to stop drinking. I cannot understand what you're saying.
You definitely get confirmation that people see. None of these people have seen white shapes, but everybody knows somebody who's seen white shapes out in the woods. And can the two of you give me listen rolls, please?
Yep.
Regular success.
Okay.
17 will be just what's my character sheet. Will be a hard success.
Okay. And Gunther, Aldrich, and Anselm, you are back to the to Lord Brand, and
can you believe the priest?
Priest? Are we sure?
Just like so many priests, well, they're all the same. All they're concerned about is their position, not about
coffers.
Doing good for people.
Well, he was not part of the monastery, I can tell you that. So I don't even know.
They're all the same.
Well, we will find the truth if he won't.
Let's go and talk to Lord Brent.
The old ways were better.
Ooh, I'll give a sideways look at that one.
Aldrich thinks he said that under his breath, but it was quite audible.
Ah, oh, excellent. Talking smack, throwing shade, you arrive at the hall, at the tower, and come in. Brant is returns shortly thereafter. He has been apparently, you know, walking the perimeter of the town, talking to the various guards. But you are, you know, there are other men at arms in the hall when you arrive, and they certainly bid you welcome. It's been, I guess it was already for breakfast, reset with the tables and benches.
I have a question.
Yes.
The sick boy, was he here in town?
No. So there. So he is. He's in one of the Slavic towns just to the west. Not very far. You know, it's maybe 15-20 minutes, but or maybe even a little less. But yeah.
Okay.
So on your map. Did I give you a map? I thought I gave you a map.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So on the map, the last handout, it's the area 13, a little town, township known as Berlin. And I think, actually give me a, as you're thinking of it, give me an intelligence roll, if you would.
Duh.
Okay. Good enough. Yeah, so you are in the hall, in the tower hall. Lord Brant returns and greets you. He seems the least effusive, shall we say. And it doesn't seem personal. He's just sort of less excited about life and about visitors and so forth. But he certainly is not intending to be rude. Obviously, you can interpret him as rude if you feel like it. He doesn't, you know, he's appropriate. He's just not effusive in any way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just say Lord Brand and go and so we're planning to go ahead and organize a search party for our missing brother. And we have also heard rumors of demonic activity in the forest, those white ghosts, those white witches. We have heard of your deeds in the past, gathering those evil priests from the Black Hill. Was wondering if you would like to go with us.
It's been many decades since I have hunted men, aside from the Magyars. But where are you thinking of going?
Well, it sounds like we should find this Black Hill.
Well, good luck with that. If you can find it, I know not where it is. I've never been there. I suspect these dead cultists are the ones who knew, and that has been 20 years.
So you did not go to the hill yourself?
Oh, no. No, it was the priests. They were in a village. The hill, as far as I know, is some place that they would go to lead their rites, but they lived in one of the villages around here. The priests would have taken their sacrifices and their rites out into the forest somewhere. But I never knew where. There was no need.
Well, maybe we can go back to the village and start tracking, you know, these new priests to where. Whatever they're hiding now.
Why do you think the new priests have arisen? I feel like we have all the people around here are Christian now.
Who decapitated our monks then?
That is a good question. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps you're right.
Yes, sir.
I can certainly lend you some men,
my lord.
Yes.
Excellent. That's excellent news, my lord. Yes, we do appreciate the help. We're planning to leave early in the morning.
Very well. I think I can make three or four men available. The Magyar threat has diminished these past months, so of course it could have been them that decapitated your priests. I would not put anything past them. If you find them, you can kill them too.
Yes, my lord.
Is there anything else you'd like to do this evening? As you're sort of sitting around, making plans, talking to the men at arms, figuring out what the morning brings?
No. No, that's pretty much, I guess, Gunta is going to be very excited about gathering with the warriors and making plans.
I guess I would be interested in any of the men that are around, seeing if they have heard stories of these white women or this hill, or what's the name of this town that this cult was centered in.
So certainly the wood women, Gunther can point you to several men who are more than happy to bend your ear with tales of what's going on in the woods. What you learn is that this hall here, this town of Law, supplanted an old Slavic hill fort and temple, and that the village is where those particular priests were was in Dije, this homestead just to the northeast there. That they're all, the word is that they're all fully Christianized, and nobody, that most of the, the Slavs are obviously not as good as the Germans and not as Christian as the Germans, according to the people you're talking to. They do sort of grudgingly accept that they seem to be, reasonable people and reasonable Christians, and that as long as they're, as long as they don't wander off too far, they seem reasonable. Did I miss anything in your questioning, or was there something else?
Nope, that was it, I think. Thank you.
Okay, and can I get listen rolls from the three of you, please?
Okay.
Doubt it.
Oh, no, I failed.
Nope.
I made it, just a regular success.
All right. Well, I think with that, we will call it for the day, as the lot of you in various locations are bedding down for the evening in various states of inebriation and sobriety. Again, with some of you, one of you in the church, a couple of you in the tavern, and a few of you in the Lord's Hall. Yes. Rachel, you're just asking if I heard about the successful listen roll?
Yes.
Okay. Unless, does anyone have any last words, so to speak?
I do.
Wow.
Ominous.
Yes, last words.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a good week, everybody. Day.
We'll see what the night brings.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers, all. Thank you.
Thank you. Good day. Bye.